Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Senior staff from social media companies in Australia will face a parliamentary committee on foreign interference today. Officials from Meta, TikTok, Google, and Twitter are expected to be asked what action they're taking to stop foreign interference in elections. Committee Chair James Patterson says concerns social media companies are being weaponised by foreign powers are not theoretical.
It's a real threat. We've seen recent examples in Canada, in the United States and elsewhere in the world where authoritarian states, particularly Russia and China, have sought to weaponise both Western headquartered social media platforms by pumping their systems full of disinformation and weaponising their algorithms to try and interfere in our elections. So it is a very serious threat, and that's why the Senate is taking it seriously with this inquiry.
Turkey has agreed to accept Sweden's bid for NATO membership. NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg has confirmed Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has agreed to send Sweden's NATO extension protocol to the Turkish Parliament as soon as possible. The announcement comes after talks with Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson on the eve of a NATO summit in Lithuania. A new survey has revealed renters in Queensland, South Australia, and New South Wales are experiencing the most cost pressure nationwide. The survey, conducted by New South Wales researcher Suburb Trends, suggests Queensland is experiencing the most strain of any jurisdiction, with rental costs up by 16% in the last year. Founder of Suburb Trends, Kent Lardner, says investment in public housing should be central to any strategy to alleviate pressure on renters.
We turned our back on public housing for too long, so we need a massive supply of public housing, a lot more community housing, subsidised housing. We need more build to rent. And then finally, we still need the MAR and PAR investors. I still think we need the typical average investor. We're just not producing enough of them.
Australia has accepted an invitation to join a group known as the Climate Club, an initiative of Germany that aims to increase international collaboration on greenhouse gas emissions. Australia's entry into the club is expected to increase pressure on the government to improve its plans to cut emissions even further. It's also expected the membership will aid Australia as it aims to seal a free trade deal with the European Union. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the trade agreement would strengthen economic links between Australia and the EU at a time of global uncertainty.
The Chancellor's commitment to free trade is crucial to us. Unsurprisingly, then, our discussions today have been warm and productive. We discuss the ongoing negotiations of the Australia-EU Free Trade Agreement. The FTA will diversify trade and strengthen economic links between Australia and the EU at a time of considerable and global uncertainty.
A new report from the Institute of Health and Welfare has found First Nations people die around 9 to 10 years earlier than the general population. It suggests the life expectancy for Indigenous men is over 71 years and over 75 years for women. But over the past 50 years, the life expectancy for the general population has increased to over 81 years for males and over 85 years for females. A rare Victoria Cross awarded to an Australian digger in World War II is being sold at auction in Sydney. The highly prized medal for conspicuous bravery was awarded to Queensland soldier John Alexander Jack French, one of just 20 VCs won by Australians in the Second World War. Corporal French's Victoria Cross, as well as another six of his medals, are expected to fetch more than $1.6 million when they go under the hammer at the State Library of New South Wales at the end of this month. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.